Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is always a privilege to hear the Word of God spoken to us, God Himself speaking. But today's Gospel, John 17, is particularly privileged. What we heard was the last words before Judas and his band went to go and take Jesus the night before he died for us. But that's not even the greatest reason why this is so special. This is the longest prayer of Jesus to the Father in the Gospels. John 17, praying to the Father, his high priestly prayer the night before he died for all of us. And in this section of this prayer, he's praying for all of us that he's going to give his life for. And it's a little hard to track, almost cosmic, because it's Trinitarian. It's going to the depths of the Son speaking to the Father and saying things like, you gave me your glory, may they have it. And in the midst of that intimacy of the Son speaking to the Father, he starts to say that he wants us to be in that. The Father loving the Son loving the Father, and that love being the Spirit. And he starts to say, Lord, let them come into this too. As bold to say is, you love them, Father, as you loved me. And saying that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. That God, the Blessed Trinity, actually wants us into their own union. God, who is love, wants us to enter into that, enter into himself, and to enter his own relationship. This is the depths of what our God has done for us. And immediately following this gospel, Jesus goes to do what it takes to make sure that that is possible. In a few days on Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate the Spirit coming down, that what Christ did for us by his death and resurrection allowed for us to enter into that Trinity, and we do that precisely by the Holy Spirit coming down into our hearts. We're going to spend these few days begging the Spirit to come, begging him that we might enter into the love of the Trinity. The Spirit comes for the sake of our entering into the relationship with the Trinity, and the sake of sending us on mission so that others might come into the Trinity. There is no such thing as a mission that doesn't come from relationship. There's no such thing as a relationship that doesn't go to a mission. That coming to church isn't just to sing. Going out speaking the name of Jesus isn't just that they can come into this club too. It's so that they can come into the Trinity. We come to Mass every Sunday, every day, so that we can come into the love of the Trinity. And we need others to come into this, that they might come as well.